You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN, your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with beauty and luxury lifestyle expert Irene Michaels. She is the author of Eye on Beauty, Living Beautifully and Luxuriously Beyond 50, which is a number one international bestseller in 7 countries across multiple beauty, aging, and lifestyle categories. Irene, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric.
So tell us, Irene, you've had a very fascinating life, a dancer and actress in Hollywood, the producer and host of your wildly popular entertainment website, Eye on the Scene, a model, and you're still modeling in your 70s. That's quite impressive. Now, you've become a best-selling author of Eye on Beauty. What motivated you to write this book? Talk to us about that to kick things off.
Well, I've always been very concerned and interested in my health and fitness and my looks. As a child, I was very inquisitive about skincare products. I used to watch my mom put on her makeup and her eyebrows, which she didn't have any, and use all these different creams. And I would ask her 1,000 questions, like, what is that cream for? And why are you putting this on? And won't that rub off? And so forth. And as time went on, I became a dancer at a very early age, and then a model. So women who like to look good, like myself, especially people in the entertainment business, it's almost a requirement. So I was doing all of that. I was on a very good roll, and I was very successful. And then one day I was in a very serious car accident, and there went my beloved career. It took me years to get over that. That was my first disaster. Then later in my life, my house burnt down, leaving me with only my 2 dogs and my phone book. So I had to start over again. Years later, a stallion, because I love horses and I play with horses, it bit off the entire tip of my finger, leaving it very tough to play my guitar, which I love to do. It's a great pastime. So then if you fast forward to 2020 in COVID time, I was having some severe back pain. So I went to the doctor, had an x-ray, and I said, this back of mine is killing me. Oh, what is the problem? And he said, my dear, it's not your back. You need a hip replacement. Well, you could have knocked me down with a feather. It was extremely painful. That being said, at the beginning of the pandemic, no surgeries were taking place. So I had to wait 2 months. I couldn't walk. I couldn't sleep. It was almost impossible to do anything. So how did I handle all these dramas? Well, I maintained a very positive attitude. I refused to be defeated, and that is what I wanted to share with other women. How could you come back from a bad accident, a scarred face, rebuild your home from scratch? It's all about positive attitude. In my book, it tells you how to stay positive, helps you learn how to be positive, beauty secrets and how to look great, what to eat to stay fit. So you can look at my book, and it's sold on Amazon in Kindle, paperback, and hardcover.
Well, that is some journey right there, and quite inspiring as well to hear you speak of it, and we really appreciate what you're doing and how you're motivating other women as well. Now, share some of the dermatological breakthroughs that defy age.
Well, advancements in skincare have produced remarkable results for those seeking to defy age a little longer without going under the knife. For instance, vitamin A, it really works for those who want to forego laser treatments for the time being. And still, there are still so many options out there. There are retinol products that might leave the skin a little dry or red, so you must go slowly in using them. Antioxidants. Consuming a diet rich in antioxidants is recommended for good health. We know that topically applied antioxidants are also effective for protecting skin from free radicals in the sun, which we're constantly bombarded with. Excuse me. Essentially, free radicals are unstable molecules that steal electronics from our structures and make our skin cells dry. So we have to be careful, certainly, to stay out of the sun. Why products containing antioxidants like COQ10 and vitamin C and E have been on the market for a while. Discovery of the coffee berry has been particularly exciting. This has been really surprising to me also because earlier on, coffee was terrible. You could not drink coffee. It's drying. It's not good for you. It's bad for the stomach. It causes ulcers. Well, not true. Coffee beans are found very near to the equator. This fruit thrives in conditions of intense sun exposure. So many studies have found that the potency of antioxidants from this coffee bean is much greater than any other antioxidants, which means greater protection. So that was very surprising to me.
Yeah, most people would find that to be surprising, even myself. Thank you for that information. Now, what would you say are the best foods for anti-aging, or those things that we shouldn't eat?
Well, there are dozens of foods around it that can enrich with qualities to prevent aging and reduce signs of aging and skin sagging. The two foods that I find to prevent the signs of aging, one is strawberry. Eating this delicious strawberry is an excellent way to stop skin from sagging and aging. It is rich in vitamin C and can help reduce wrinkles and dryness in the skin. It has much vitamin C in it, and you could eat it just by itself, take a pill, capsule, or in the form of a salad. I prefer a form of a salad because I take other nutrients with pills, so that's how I like to do it. And then tuna. Tuna has a long list of health benefits, and anti-aging is one of them. Tuna, as well as sardines and salmon, they're very, very rich in omega-3. It's a key ingredient for keeping your skin young. It also prevents cancer. You should probably consume, if I were to advise, tuna twice a week to ensure glowing and younger-looking skin. It really does work.
That's certainly some great information shared there today. And who doesn't like strawberries and salmon and tuna? Certainly a great place to start for sure. Today we are joined by beauty and luxury lifestyle expert Irene Michaels. She is the author of Ion Beauty, Living Beautifully and Luxuriously Beyond 50. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us, Irene, what tips do you have for preventing hair loss?
Well, Eric, you know, it's very common to lose between 50 and 100 strands of hair a day, which sounds like a lot. And it is a lot. Especially if you have long hair, you could really see it and it's more noticeable. And hair loss usually occurs from stress. That's the biggest reason. Or after giving birth, or due to some diseases or medical treatments. Hereditary reasons are very common as well. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, about 80 million men and women in the United States have this type of hair loss. Luckily, though, most causes of hair loss can be stopped or treated, so that's a good thing. And with that all in mind, I put together a list of ways to prevent hair loss with some tips on what to do if you're already dealing with it. The first sign of hair loss, especially if it's sudden rather than gradual, you should consult, of course, your doctor or your dermatologist, and certainly your hairdresser, to determine the underlying factors. These professionals will be able to determine, you know, the cause and provide necessary treatment. You can't just kind of guess on this. You really need to see one of these three people. In addition to following any advice provided by your healthcare or hair care professional, you can try using some topical treatments that can be made at home. And that's where my book comes in handy. Here are three examples of homemade treatments. Now, believe it or not, boiling potatoes with rosemary and using the liquid as a rinse. That's number one. Number two is adding aloe vera gel to your shampoo, which is very easy to do. Three is rinsing your hair with a combination of apple cider and vinegar and warm water after washing it. So I know that sounds like, ooh, that's going to smell funny, but it really doesn't. I have reviewed many more options for battling hair loss because I take it very personal because it also has happened to me. And that, again, is in my book.
Also, Irene, what are some at-home beauty skincare treatments we can do during, say, a lockdown or during COVID-19?
Oh, yes. Well, while we're all staying at home and maintaining social distancing, and just going to drag on for who knows how long, you cannot neglect the love of your skin and your well-being. You know, we desperately need that. You can get a glow and pampering from at-home facial performed with your own tender hands. The trick is to have fun with it. You have to have fun because while we're all locked in the house, we have to invent things to do. I bought another cat. Here are a few steps for spa-worthy facial treatments at home. Of course, you cleanse your skin and then exfoliate it. And then I massage my face, and it's very healthy for the skin. If you have a little steamer at home, you can also steam it. And then the last step is to do a mask. Now, the mask you choose for your at-home facial depends on what your skin needs are. You can use a hydrating cream mask, a depuffing sheet mask for the eyes, or even an oil-absorbing clay mask. Again, you can look at your kitchen for natural things in your cabinet, such as oatmeal or avocado blend. There are many recipes in my book that you can look at. And remember to moisturize afterwards. Use a roll-on serum, which is my roll-on serum, which is called Eye on Youth. It has a lot of hyaluronic acid in it, which is also available on Amazon. It's called Eye on Beauty. Eye on Beauty. And I think that's a good way to look good, Eric. If you could follow some of my instructions and read in my book about the recipes and eat the right food. I think use my serum and stay fit and exercise. I think that you'll feel good, you'll look better, and that's important, especially these days.
Well, if you look good, you feel good, that's for sure, and I think this is a great message, certainly during these times, like you said. Lastly, what is one tip you would like to leave for the women out there over 50 about living beautifully?
Well, this has been my philosophy. Never lose the child in you. Extremely important. Also be feminine. Always be feminine and wear your smile everywhere. It will take you many places. And also remember, 50 is the beginning and not the end.
Of course, you can learn more about Irene and more information on the book and pick up the book straight on the website, eyeonthescene.com. Irene, all the best. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And without a doubt, it was our pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with beauty and luxury lifestyle expert Irene Michaels. She is the author of Eye on Beauty, Living Beautifully and Luxuriously Beyond 50, which is the number one international bestseller in 7 countries across multiple beauty, aging, and lifestyle categories. And again, the website of reference is eyeonthescene.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.